Good morning. This is Les Arms, representing the Adams County Historical Society, welcoming you to another segment of Adams County History. This morning, the Corner Grocery Store in Adams County. The Corner Grocery Store is a time capsule of America. I'm thinking of that small store so prevalent in America up to World War II and perhaps a few years longer. I'm thinking of some wood rocking chairs on the front porch near the entrance to some near retirement age gentleman sitting on there solving the world's problems and greeting the customers entering the store. It's the type of relationship between the owner and the customer and or their neighbors that has been lost over the generations as the larger chains, supermarkets, or the strip malls have moved in to America. Many of you can remember some vestige of the typical corner grocery store, one that you were known by your name. You could buy penny candy. Maybe you could get a 5-cent ice cream cone, a 5-cent soda drink. Also, where you could buy in bulk. The owner sometimes doubled as the butcher, providing a wide selection of various types of meats. Almost all small towns in Adams County had a grocery store of some type. But today, I believe Kennesaw is the only Adams County village that supports a grocery store as such. When I checked the Hastings City Directory for 1939, just prior to World War II, I found 48 different grocery stores listed in Hastings. Yes, 48 different grocery stores, ranging from small mom-and-pop operations to the larger stores such as Safeway, O.P. Skaggs, and so forth. Hard to believe today. Some of the stores would even trade for farm-produced cream and eggs. For example, a farm family might bring their cream and eggs to the Bilo Grocery Market on West 2nd Street, where you could buy in bulk, and they would buy the cream and eggs and, in effect, trade for your groceries. Evans Grocery Store in Pauline, I talked about several weeks ago, was a typical example of a small-town grocery store. The evolution of better roads, more reliable automobiles, slowly brought about the demise of the neighborhood grocery store. By 1941, the number was already dropping in Hastings. The number remained rather constant through the 1940s. But following World War II, there was a definite change happening in our society. Our society simply began to move at a faster rate, and we began to lose that laid-back atmosphere. Also, the two-car family was increasing in numbers. And the 50s saw an expansion of the grocery chains into superstores, and the small store found it very difficult to compete, both price-wise and availability of product. So, from 48 different grocery stores in 1939, the number had dropped to 20. In 1965, of which only 10 were small grocery stores left in Hastings. As I said earlier, of the outlying villages in Adams County, to my knowledge, only Kennesaw supports a full-fledged grocery store today. We live in a high-speed society today where work and personal life are often rushed and massed together in a blur of activity. Information streams into you faster than any time in human history. Today, the convenience stores have replaced the laid-back grocery store. I'm thinking of that convenience store where you could get that milk, that soda, candy, assorted sundry items, plus fill up your car with fuel. Today, the Cracker Barrel restaurant has tried to restore that feeling with a wooden rocking chair out front and the checkers game. who knows what comes next? Perhaps the charging station will be next on the list. So we end another segment of Adams County history. This moment in time has been a presentation of the Adams County Historical Society. We again invite you to listen, to learn, to please consider joining our society in order to preserve the history of our county. You can also visit the website at www.adamshistory.org. And so, this is Les Harms inviting you to tune in on the second and the fourth Friday of each month. Please, thank you for listening.